Legends, what is going on? This is the Gym Boss Podcast. And as always, I'm Jimmy Halley. I'm your host. And this is a podcast for gym owners that want to be able to get more leads, want to be able to get more sales, mindset, business development, anything that is required to help grow your business, to get you more freedom, so you can have, the more systems. And so you're not stuck in the weeds of the day to day. So you can actually be the business owner rather than being the operator stuck in the day-to-day and the nitty-gritty of everything, and how you can actually grow a real business that serves not only you, but also provides value to all your clients, which is sounds like a win-win all around to me. And if you are a gym owner and you want some ads done for you, we've got a pretty cool offer. This is only for limited time, probably going to wrap it up in the next week or so, end of Feb, because we are about to have a baby as well, which is pretty cool. So I've got to make sure I've got time to be with the wife and do the stuff with the baby, and so make sure I'm present there as a dad. This would be baby number two for us, which is super exciting. But if you are a gym owner and you want ads done for you, you can get 10 days of advertising completely free, where we can actually get you more leads, get you more clients, and help you grow your brand within the 10 days of free advertising. All you got to do is go to iwantfreeads.com. iwantfreeads.com. Register your interest and then book a time to speak with me so we can walk you through how we can get it set up. And the catch is, there is no catch really. It's just that we'll do the 10 days of ads for you. And if you really enjoy it, you're more likely to want to become a client. That's plain and simple. But you don't really have to if you don't. You don't have to if you don't want to. Like, you can simply just do the 10 days and be done with it. It's up to you. So go to iwantfreeads.com. Go over there. Go check it out. Register your interest and book a time to speak with me so we can set it up with you. Right. So this episode here, we're going to be talking about the 7 W's of sales, how you can close more deals, in particular from the leads from your Facebook ads or any ads advertising that you're running for your gym. And this is like a part two from last episode, how to close more sales from Facebook ads. And so there was a part where we spoke about the buyer's journey. And so what we're going to go into in this episode is called the 7 W's of sales. And this is all before we even talk about our program, how awesome it is, our gym, you know, what it's going to do for them, all that sort of stuff. This is all before that. And this is what some people call maybe a needs analysis, or what I've called in the past info gathering section. So if you go back to one of my old previous podcasts, I think it's called The Perfect Gym Sales Flow. And there was like a 5-part flow. And one of the flows, like the second one, so it goes intro, info gather, establish the gap, and a couple other bits and pieces, right? So, but I don't want to talk about that one. The one is the info gather, the second part. And the info gathering is what we're going to be talking about here, which is the 7 W's of sales. And so let me just dive right into it. And how this has come up is this has been a conversation that's been coming up quite a lot with current clients. And so when I get on phone calls, they're asking about sales processes and stuff like that. And so I thought I'd share with you guys what we've been talking about recently, and hopefully this can help you as well. So why are you here? I'm looking over this way. If you're on the Facebook Live or on YouTube or whatever, it's because I'm looking at my notes I've got over here. Number one of the 7 W's is, why are you here? And it's really simple. Like, after you sit down, do your general chit chat, and you're like, hey, you know, if this is whether you're in person or over the phone, either or works, this works. But let's just say you're face to face, because most gyms do it that way. You sit down and you ask them, hey, awesome that you found, you know, that you're here, to fill us in. What motivated you to want to take time out of your day to come in here and chat with us? Real simple. So that opens the door. So you start to find out, like, part of the why. And if you go back to previous episodes of sales, like, if you can't go on to the sale and pitch them until you know their real reason why. And this is a real choreographed step-by-step process so they can speed up the buyer's journey, so they can take them down the track, because we don't want to tell them. We want them to arrive at the conclusions themselves. And it's in their mind. They just haven't thought about it. And so this is a way to, like, ask pointed questions in an ethical way to just help them find out whether it is really important to them right now or if it's not, and why they need your help and why they don't want to continue doing what they've been doing, right? So this is all to help make the sale easier and make it logical, because for us being the gym owners, it's logical. Yeah, of course you got to do it. You got to do fitness. You want to lose 25 kilos, or you want to, you know, make sure you're moving pain free, or whatever the solution you provide for them. You're like, yeah, you got to start with us, but we can't just jump straight to the money. We need to like have this little bit of whining and dining period where we're getting to know each other, asking good questions, and so they feel understood, and also that they know that like, well, wow, actually, this is something I need help with, and so. Because they might have a vague idea that they want help, but they don't know the full details because it's a bit like distorted in their mind. And so we're getting clarity for them. That's what we're helping here. So number one, why are you here? Pretty simple. Number two is, where are you now? And now, where are you now is everything that can fall under like, what's your current weight? What's your diet like? What's your training been like? Are you doing any exercise right now? What's, you know, do you do any work? Like, what's your job like? Is it physical or your desk job? Any pains, any medical conditions? Like this stuff, this is the one that we're really good at. Hey, fill us in, tell us what's going on right now. What's your current problems that you're facing, right? So, and where, what have you tried in the past? So this is like, still talking about where are you now? What are the things you've tried in the past and why didn't it work out for you? You know, those are the like the where are you now type questions, okay? Like getting stock of them and where they are sitting in front of you to this day, right? And there's multiple questions you can ask underneath that, but I just gave you a bunch of ones to think about, to use in your arsenal there. And you can come up with your own depending on what actual niche you're in. Number three is now on the flip side of that. Got a good idea of where you are now. Where do you want to go? What's your goals, basically? And if they gave you things about their body weight, cool. What's your ideal body weight? And then go off everything, like all the answers they gave you, ask questions about the goals. Cool. So where do you want to be? Where would you like to be? And the good way to ask this question is like, when you can ask the goals and they can tell you all this sort of stuff. But then a good way to rephrase it is to go, okay, imagine this. So let's say, I don't know, 12 months from now, you and me are sitting down, we're having a coffee. What would have to have happened within that 12-month period between now and then to be a great year for you with your health and fitness? What would have to happen? Then you can see them really light up. That is a great way to ask that question, because sometimes they go goals, they're like, I don't want to be fat, don't want to do this. You want to get them thinking about it in the positive. And so that's a good way to frame it. That's part three, where would you like to be? Part four. So if you haven't been taking notes, do it. Take notes, right? Part four, why is that important to you? That is key. We can't just skip on and assume why we know it's important for them to want to lose weight and you know, be 25 kilos lighter and or whatever their goal is, right? We need them to tell us, even if it might be obvious to us, but they need to like think that it's come up on their own. And you might be shocked as well, because we can never assume, because sometimes the things that come out of their mouth is opposite to what we were thinking. You're like, wow, that's actually a really good reason why. So you don't want to put words in their mouth. You want them to tell you. Why is that important to you? Part five. So fill me in. What's keeping you from doing this on your own? What's the thing that's stopping you from doing this all by yourself? And then that's where they will tell you why they need support, why they need help, where they've failed in the past. All of these things are then starting to them to like sell to you why they need your help. Okay, that's part five. Part six is, okay, that's great. So what's your timeline for taking action on all of this? Like, when do you want to start improving this? And they will usually say something like, yesterday or today. They don't want to be like, I want to start in 6 months time, you know. Like, if you've gone through that process and they're in any way, they're obviously taking the time out of their day to get in their car and drive to see you, so they've got some sort of urgency to it, and we just need to bring it to their attention about they're saying, well, I need to get started now. And this also helps with like objection stuff down the track as well, where they're saying, oh, I need to think about it, blah, 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 right? And so that's for this. And then number seven, which is the final W, which is, why not keep doing what you've been doing before you walked into the gym today? And it's kind of similar to what's stopping you from getting there on your own, but it's like, it's not, because what's stopping you from getting there on your own, which is number five, they tell you like, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the motivation, I don't have the this, whatever. It's kind of like the things they feel like that they don't have, right? That or they need help with. The number seven is, why not keep doing what you've been doing before we started chatting today, or before you walked into the gym today? Now that is their, that is where the culmination of everything we just spoke about, whereas like they'll start to say, I am sick of it. I don't want to feel like this anymore. And they'll tell, that will be where they really reveal what their real why is, are going through all of that. And so we've helped them find out, help them establish where they are now. And we've helped them establish the reason why they wanted to set foot in the gym today, because they saw something or whatever. Why it's important, like their goals, why it's important to them. So let me recap. Why are you here? Number one, where are you now? Number two, number three, where would you like to be? Number four, why is that important to you? Number five, what's keeping you from getting there on your own? Number six, what's your timeline for taking action on that? And then number seven, why not keep doing what you had been doing before we started chatting today? And so in those, you can put, there's a lot of sub questions you can put in there, but they're the broad, that's the flow you need to go through, okay? And you can put your own things in there to suit your niche. And when we started doing this way, way back in the day, when we started doing variations of this, we saw for my own personal training business, however many years ago, 8 years ago, when we started out, we were trying to just like, hey, how you going? Here's the sessions, here's the price. And we weren't really converting anybody, which really sucked. And then we went through, I discovered something similar to this process, and it's been refined over the years. But at the time, then we started converting. I was like, wow, okay, this is actually really helpful. I'm actually signing people up that normally would have said, no, I need to think about it, all this sort of stuff. And so this is the at the start of the call, I want to reframe this. So, and if you've been struggling to sign up people from your leads that have been generated from ads, understand that this is probably the piece that's missing. They need a little bit more gently. They're not as sold yet in their own mind on why they need to start right now as they would be a referral. And this is the process, these, the needs analysis to go through and find out, you can really find out if they're just really good to go now, if they want to, if they're really urgent for them to make a change and why they need your help. And then there, and then once you get everything from them, all the information, then that's when you ask them, you don't tell them, you ask them, cool, I've got a really great idea. And obviously during this process as well, you need to be doing some active listening. So you're like, so what I'm hearing here is this, is that right? And you're like, yeah, cool. Then you can move on to the next question of the seven W's, right? So they want to know that you're listening to them. Then once you go through all that, you want to ask permission. Hey, do you want to find out a little bit more about the programs and stuff that we do here? Then they'll say, of course. You don't want to start telling them. You want to ask permission first. So that's the seven W's of sales. And that's literally, if a little tip for you as well, while you're doing this, have that written down in front of you. If you're on the phone, pull it up, and then they can't see it, right? So then you can take your notes and while they're doing it. But if you're face-to-face, just have this as part of like, you know how you go see a physiotherapist or you go see a doctor or something and they make you fill out a form first? Well, you could literally have this on a piece of paper and you could be asking them, you can either one, give it to them to fill out and then you can go over it together, or two, you can fill it out together on a piece of paper. So that way it's just more like, hey, this is just the information we need to find out. And it's a bit of the process that we do. And that way you don't forget. And then you can have your sub questions that fall underneath each of those. Questions are the way to sell. You don't need to educate them on anything just yet. Once they become a client, then you can educate them on all the cool ways to do their diet, all the cool ways to do their training and stuff like that. But they don't jump to that step until they've paid you. Okay, teaching too much will lose the sale. Always. Teaching too much will lose the sale. If you need to talk about the programs, you just need to like talk about it for 30 seconds tops, real broad, big picture stuff where it's like you talk about the core pillars. Say you got three core pillars, you got diet, training, and accountability. Where you go, cool, we got three core things. We have the diet where we help you eat the foods that you love and still be able to trim and tone the waistline. Number two is our training programs designed for everyday women just like yourself that don't want to be a powerlifter or a bodybuilder. They just want to trim up and tone up a little bit and still be able to live a normal, healthy life and be a good mum and be a good mum and keep up with the kids. And lastly is the accountability. We understand that, you know, diet and training alone doesn't really do it. And so we're here to hold your hand and support you every step of the way, but to be your coach, not your friend. So we will give you a bit of tough love at times if you need it, because we're here, we understand why you want to make a change and we want to help you get there. Does that sound fair enough? And they say, yeah. And then you go, cool. Does that sound like something that you've been looking for? And they say, yes. And then you're like, great. And then you go into like presenting the prices of your memberships and stuff like that. And if you need more help with getting more sales opportunities, go to iwantfreeads.com. iwantfreeads.com. We actually give you a whole bunch of sales training materials as well, sales scripts, text messaging templates. We've got a whole bunch of training videos that we've got that actually help you with the sales process. Not only for you, you can give this to the rest of your team, whoever's responsible for sales. So go to iwantfreeads.com. Register your interest, then book a time to speak with us where we'll run your ads for you for 10 days completely for free. And people ask, what's the catch? There is none. We just do the ads for you for 10 days. You're more likely to want to become a client by the end of the 10 days if we deliver a great service to you. That's it. So you don't have to become a client if you don't want to. You can just literally do the 10 days for if you're a gym owner, that is, that's serious about growth, serious about getting more clients, and serious about helping more people, then that's where you go. iwantfreeads.com. We'll fix you up with doing the ads for you and the sales trainings to help you convert more people. Till next time, legends, this is Jimmy. Peace.